This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S., European, Arab mediators have been pressing to keep stepped-up cross-border attacks between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah militants from spiraling into a wider Middle East war that the world has feared for months. Hopes are lagging for a ceasefire in Israel's conflict with Hamas in Gaza that would calm attacks by Hezbollah and other Iranian allied militias. With that in mind, American and European diplomats have been warning Hezbollah about taking on the military might of Israel. Escalating strikes between Israel and Hezbollah appear to at least level off this past week. But a former U.S. diplomat in the Middle East says Israelis seem to be arranging themselves for an entirely different magnitude of conflict. Slowly but steadily this summer, Russian troops are forging through Ukraine's outgunned and undermanned defenses along the front line of the battlefield in a relentless onslaught, prompting the West to push for new weapons and strategies to shore up Kyiv. That, in turn, has brought new political demands by Russian President Vladimir Putin of Ukraine's leadership and threats of retaliation against the West, either directly or by indirect methods. The moves by the West to blunt the offensive and the potential Kremlin response could lead to a dangerous escalation as war drags through its third year, one that further raises the peril of a direct confrontation between Russia and NATO. Voters across mainland France are casting ballots in the first round of an exceptional parliamentary election. A two-round vote could put France's government in the hands of far-right parties for the first time since the Nazi era. The outcome could impact European financial markets, Western support for Ukraine, and how France's nuclear arsenal is managed. This is VOA News. Jews in the predominantly Muslim region of Dagestan in southern Russia say they are determined to regroup and rebuild following a deadly attack by Islamic militants on Christian and Jewish houses of worship in two cities last weekend. The attacks in the regional capital and in the city of Derbent on Sunday killed 21 people and injured at least 43 others in the rest of the region and the North Caucasus on the Caspian Sea. A chief rabbi of Russia, Beryl Lazer, says that a 110-year-old Durban synagogue, a center for Jewish life, was destroyed in a fire during those attacks. The newly inaugurated Freedom Edge exercise is wrapping up in the East China Sea, having brought together Japanese, South Korean, and American naval assets for the multi-domain maneuvers for the first time. It is foreseen as an annual drill, a critical development as Washington looks to strengthen its partnerships and military alliances in the Indo-Pacific to counter growing assertive postures from both China and North Korea. One analyst says that South Korea and Japan have the largest militaries among American allies in East and Asia and have the sophistication to integrate operations with the United States. Iran is holding a runoff presidential election to replace the late hardline president Ibrahim Raisi after an initial vote saw the top candidates not secure an outright win in the lowest turnout poll ever held in the Islamic Republic by percentage. The election this coming Friday, or this past Friday, pits a little-known reformist candidate against the hardline, little-known reformist candidate, a former nuclear negotiator. And an election spokesman announced the results in a news conference carried by Iranian state television on Saturday. Beryl has now grown into a hurricane in the Atlantic and is forecast to strengthen into a major storm as it nears the Caribbean. A hurricane warning has been issued for Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, and St. Vincent. And the Grenadines, Barbados Meteorological Service says the storm center is forecast to pass just south of the island. Late Saturday, Beryl was centered about 595 miles east-southeast of Barbados, and its maximum sustained winds had risen to 85 miles per hour. It was moving west at 20 miles per hour. Thousands of people are in Barbados for the 2020 World Cup cricket final, with India beating South Africa on Saturday. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.